For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At 6:41,
I didn't even consider his life at all.
Some chilling words from admitted cop killer Patrick McDowell, who says he remembers everything from the night he gunned down Nassau County Deputy Joshua Moyers during a traffic stop in 2021. His sentencing trial resumes later this morning. Live team coverage takes us back to Yulee in Action News. Jack's Logan McDonald recapping what ended up being upwards of an hour of testimony by McDowell yesterday.
Yeah, and that's really what took front and center yesterday, Richard. It really was all about McDowell's testimony and from loved ones, of course, as well, speaking on behalf of McDowell. But yesterday was all basically for the defense to get their side of the story out, to really plead their case. And the main way they did it was kind of painting a picture of McDowell as a gifted kid who grew up in, you know, a stable household and, you know, really was just any other kid. But after serving overseas in the military, came back with PTSD and drug abuse problems. So that's really where they're trying to draw up a little bit of sympathy here and save the life of Patrick McDowell as he faces the death penalty, possibly in this case, or life in prison.
And it would be at least a life in prison sentence, as we understand it. It was also telling the testimony, I think, was it from his father, who talked about his military service and how he would want jurors to at least consider that and almost, I don't want to say give him a pass, but consider that as part of the bigger picture of what ultimately led McDowell to take the action that he did.
Yeah, of course. And like I was just kind of mentioning, Rich, that really is the angle that they were trying to play up a lot yesterday, is painting this picture of his military service and the PTSD that followed, saying that he was troubled and that they urged him to get help. Family members saying that for a while they thought that maybe he needed mental help because of some of the PTSD he suffered from serving overseas in the armed forces. And so that's really the picture that they're trying to paint here. McDowell with some candid testimony as well, talking about the night that he took the life of Joshua Moyers. Pretty chilling, actually. And also saying, quote, the one thing that stuck with me from yesterday is he said, quote, I took the life of a man better than me. So that's really a lot of what yesterday centered around McDowell apologizing to loved ones, family members, painting the picture of a troubled veteran, and then ultimately trying to shoot for life in prison and not the death penalty.
What's the sense here of how things might go today, and is this nearing a conclusion?
It is starting to get a little bit towards a conclusion. Yesterday was all about the defense. Tuesday, of course, was all about the prosecution, with loved ones of Moyers reading statements from the stand, as well as the fiance of Moyers, very heartfelt messages. There was no court on Wednesday, so we really have covered the bases of the defense and the prosecution. It feels like things are starting to get towards the final stretch here. Now, which way it could go, it's really unsure. We have talked to Action News Jax law and safety expert Dale Carson in the past before. He did say one thing to keep in mind is, of course, anytime there's a case of a cop being killed in the line of duty, that's always going to play a little bit of bias in the heart of the jurors. So it should be interesting to see if they have mercy on the life of Patrick McDowell.
All right, and obviously it would take some time for the jury to make that decision and no longer requires a unanimous verdict under the Florida law change. Logan, thanks for the update live from Nassau County, and we'll certainly be updating through the day as court resumes a little bit later on.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.